There's no question that over the course of the last 4 years, Thais have increasingly moved online in order to articulate their political opinions. Today, there's 25 million people on Facebook, and they use Facebook in a number of ways in order to establish their own political views, in order to articulate their political views, and in many ways in order to assert and regulate the way in which that they are participating in politics.
How much of an impact has this social media use had on the elections going on in Thailand?
The act of going to a ballot box and casting your vote is obviously something that has to happen in the real world, but it's also something which has been regulated through the current political discourse. What I would argue is you can't really see the current political discourse without understanding the role of social media. You know, in times gone by where media generally is mediated through either international or local channels, certainly, you know, you have different sides of the opinion, but these things have to be negotiated in order to sell to the right market and to create narratives of inclusion as much as exclusion. And the problem with social networking is that it can be very authoritarian in the way that it establishes what is acceptable or not socially. So the act of defriending, the act of joining or not joining a certain group on Facebook can have a very serious set of repercussions for an individual. And so what I would say is possible is that individuals who feel a sense of responsibility to their friendship groups, who are much more aware perhaps of the politics of their friendship groups because of what they're seeing and experiencing in their online identity as much as what they experience in their real identity, does have an effect then on how they see their role. And in the current election, there's no question that that's happened on both sides. So we've also seen a very significant campaign to mobilize people to get out and vote, which has done quite a good job of distancing itself from open support of the current government, instead seeing itself as sort of civil action group to try and get people to go and express their rights, to use their rights to vote.
Are people primarily using social media more as a way to have their voices heard, or are they using it to organize protests and other things of that nature?
Oh, definitely to get to organize as well as to... I mean, the great thing about some social media for those people who aren't on the streets protesting is, of course, it allows them to keep up to speed and to keep their group, you know, within their groups whilst things are happening elsewhere. But it also means that certainly we've seen right from early on, right from 2010, the use of Facebook to mobilize. So after 2010, after the violent suppression of protesters in May 2010, when these largely middle-class people who were the first to sort of join Facebook, and a lot of those were opposed to the protests, that they formed very strong opinions often about what was happening on the streets, and particularly during those 3 days where they were unable, obviously, to go onto the streets, you saw an enormous amount of activity on Facebook. But then after the protests, there was then a campaign to mobilize people on Facebook to go onto the streets and to clean them up. And that you can see a sort of tangible evidence of how the social networking world and the real world are interacting in very interesting ways.
How is the act of defriending someone on Facebook somewhat polarizing the political discussion in Thailand?
We all know that the process of being blocked or defriended on Facebook can be a very challenging experience. We've been through it. And certainly, I have heard many cases of people who have had to negotiate those relationships, friendships, and have had to deal with what it means to be defriended. And that can be very, very difficult. Thailand has been politically very difficult for many years now, and people for that reason are very cautious about what they might say in public. And yet online, those things are much harder to negotiate. You know, when the country is divided and as polarized as it currently is, that is a very significant effect.